Hi, Sam?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for the phone tag.
No, don't be. Did you get my text?
I didn't. No. Let me see if it
came. Okay.
Oh, no.
So then
I don't
that
know why.
Explains a lot, too.
Okay.
Because I sent you a text earlier because I couldn't get service. I had
oh.
to drive down to Sacramento. I'm in Sacramento right now.
Yeah, I just talked to Rick, and he had
yeah.
told me that you were doing a long drive somewhere. He didn't tell me specifically where, but no,
yeah.
I don't know what it is. Your text message, for some reason, it did not come through. I usually get direct text messages, so.
No worries.
So,
I'll tell you, I have very little to no time. I have to get
okay.
this truck back on the road.
Okay.
And get it back tonight.
Okay. Okay.
We decided we wanted to go with you guys.
Okay.
What do I need to do?
Okay, so I can... go ahead. What's your question?
Sorry. I have to first of all try to pay attention to what I'm doing. Rick just renewed his Google ad.
Yes, he did tell me that.
Okay. So I don't know if he was supposed to do that or if that makes a difference, but...
It doesn't. I wish that we had spoken before he did that. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
What I can do, since he did renew that for the month, what I can do for you, Sam, is we could at least set you up for the $2.99 package right now, and then the next following month, you can always change that to the Google Ad package. If you want to do that.
So I'd have to wait till next month to
well,
add it together? Is that what you're...
I mean, since he already paid for it, it's kind of redundant to pay for it again. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
So
it, I can just wait a month. Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, yeah. So at least for this month, at least, he would have Google Ads. He would have the Facebook ads and then everything else that it comes with. So the local listing and then the directory listings and getting him on mobile devices and all of that. So I would say, since he did that already, I would say for this month, let's get you started with the package and we'll just do the Facebook ad package this month. And then next month, I would let them know that you want to change the Facebook ads to Google ads, and then it would just go from $2.99 to $4.99.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so I can get you all set up in about 10 minutes. Do you have at least 10 minutes?
Well, I'm driving, so...
okay, well...
Yeah, go ahead.
Most of it, you just have to talk. So I just need to get some basics about your company, set you up for a client interview. I'll get payment. So for that part, you might have to pull over, but I can, you know, wait as long as possible to be able to do that. So let's just get you set up. Now, what is Rick's last name?
Williams.
Okay. And then what's the best email for you guys?
I'd have to look that up. I can't do this. And now I'm going to hit traffic.
Okay.
This is Kristen.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, this isn't working.
Okay. I definitely don't want you to get into a car accident. So I leave here at about 4. Do you think between now and 4 you'll be stopping at all? Maybe could stop for 10 minutes?
Oh, absolutely. Let me, if you don't mind hanging in there with me.
Yeah.
I'll get to the end of this super long bridge.
Okay.
So ask me another question.
Okay. I'll just go to the stuff that you won't need to have any information for. So now, let's see. So what are your guys' hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking calls?
8 to 6, I'll say.
Okay. Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday?
I'm just in Monday through Friday.
Okay.
If people are going to call, they're going to call in.
Okay. Do you want to do the weekends by appointment?
That'd be great.
Okay. And then, now, do you have licensing and insurance for the company? I'm not sure if I went over that with him.
If I have what?
Is there any, do you guys have any type of licensing or insurance for the company at all?
Oh gosh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And then anything I'm going to mention, Sam, is going to be included. It won't cost anything extra. But would you guys be interested at all in us creating a logo for you?
Potentially.
Okay.
I have one in the works, but it's not, well, we have to be able to own it. That's my biggest thing.
We have
to be able to own logo.
Any logo we create would be yours. We wouldn't have any type of ownership over it.
Okay, great. So yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
It's a graphic that I can't seem to get people to understand. And so yeah, yes is the answer.
Okay, perfect. Now, and I forget, you guys, you do have a website, right? It's humbleinsulation.com. And how happy were you with your website? Are you pretty happy with it, or? Or no, we went over,
no,
you're not. Okay.
Yeah,
right. Okay, so now, as far as a website goes, we can definitely get you a website. So let me go ahead and put that in here. Now, let's see. So, okay, and I did show you the website already. I believe I texted that over to you. Okay. Or at least I texted it over to Rick. I'm not sure if I actually sent it to you, but I'll at least put that in there. Okay, and then, so what's the best preferred contact for you? Phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah.
Okay. And
now, Rick, you need Rick's email address?
Whichever one is easiest to get a hold of you guys, to send over the invoice and anything, any type of communication.
Yeah, we'll just send it to Rick for right now. So it's okay. Williams.
Okay.
Ricky, just R-I-C-K-Y,
mm-hmm.
071.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. And the best address for you guys is going to be the 1341 F Street, correct?
Correct.
All right. Awesome. So, and then now I'm going to set up a client interview with you where they're going to get more extensive information. Obviously, that won't be today, just for whenever you guys have more free, either Friday or Monday. But just to start out, just give me like 5 keyword phrases that you guys are offering for services, like obviously insulation, you know, like repair.
Spray foam.
Spray foam, okay.
Bat. It's BATTF.
Okay.
And blow/in. They're all types of insulation.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to add you as an authorized user on the account, Sam. What is your last name?
Mattes. M-A-T-T-E-S.
And you're the, considered like the manager or co-owner or?
I'm just going to stick with office manager.
Okay. Perfect. Now let's go ahead and do this. Now, so would you guys be at all interested in something that's called a call tracking number? Again, this is included, completely optional. The great thing about having this is it's basically a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. It also does come with an app, so it's just kind of a good tool to track your phone calls, but it also helps to eliminate any type of spam calls, other marketing calls, whatever it may be. But the wonderful thing with this is you can also add multiple lines. So if you wanted to add yours and Rick's phone number to this, you can definitely do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm going to text you the application for it. It's nothing you have to worry about right now. just for the client interview, all you basically do with the application is fill in your phone number and email. It's very easy. So I'll send this to your number. And then I'll go ahead and set you up with a client interview. Oh, and lastly, do you guys have a Facebook business profile, or do you need us to create you one?
If you can create us one, that
okay.
would be amazing.
Okay, wonderful. Now let me go ahead and see what works best for the client interview. So I know you said that you're pretty busy tomorrow. Are you going to be more available tomorrow, or are you thinking Monday?
What's so hard about this business is I never know when I have to jump
okay.
and do something. So we can try tomorrow afternoon, but it has to be the afternoon, after 2 o'clock.
Okay, so the latest I have is 3. So I can do it from 3 to 4.
And let me just write it down. I forget everything.
Sure. They'll text you too, Sam, like an hour before.
Oh,
yeah, they'll text you and email you an hour before the appointment. So you can definitely write it down, but you know, they'll inform you before the phone call is going to happen.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. So now the phone call will be from 3 to 4. The whole phone call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, last thing here. Let me go ahead. 1 second. Okay. So, basically, I just need to do 2 other things with you. Just get payment. So I'm going to set you up for the $299 package, and then I'm going to have you sign our terms, and then you'll pretty much be good to go. So it won't be too much longer here, I promise.
Okay, no worries.
Go ahead and put it in. Okay. So, and for billing, is it going to be the same address, the F Street, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. It sounds like you pulled over, right? So you could read me the card number?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
4342.
Mm-hmm.
5623-2697.
Okay.
8176.
Okay, and then
expires
the
11-23.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then the 3-digit code on the back.
813.
Okay, so just 2 last things. I'm going to read you a voice verification. Sam, this is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. I'll try to do this as quick as possible. But as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or need me to clarify, just stop me, let me know, and I'll rephrase it for you, okay? So, Sam, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Humboldt Insulation.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sandra Mattis, Office Manager.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct, yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, do you have permission from Rick to be able to use this as billing?
It's my credit card. So.
Oh, yeah. then you have permission. Yeah. Okay. So Sam, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means, Sam, is we will never call you asking for more money. if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. At this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you. Now, if you ever have any doubt about who's calling you, just ask them the security question. So you have three questions. Just pick one. It would be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with a city I was born in.
Okay, what was that?
Redondo Beach. R-E-D-O-N-D-O Beach.
I love it there, Redondo Beach. So pretty.
Oh, it's a great place to grow up.
I bet. I have a friend that lives right on the ocean in Redondo Beach.
Nice.
I just loved going to visit her.
oh, my gosh, yeah.
Okay, so great. So now that's all set up. So, Sam, now do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, if you do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that information to us?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. And I will do that because I want Rick to get rid of them.
Yes. Okay, so Sam, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 27, 2022 in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 27th in the amount of $299. Now, Sam, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I just want to make sure that I can get my credit card number off of this account.
Absolutely.
Immediately after. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just change it over to Rick.
Okay, so just, after, when you do your client interview, just let them know that you want to change the billing information. That would be the best time to do it. So,
okay, great.
And now, Sam, so the card though, it's saying that the billing information doesn't match the card.
Oh, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's my personal. Yeah.
What would your address be then?
3346 A Street in Hydeville, Hydeville, California, 95547.
95547, you said?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
See if that goes through. If not, I have another.
It's interesting that you guys have a bunch of, like, street names with, like, A, B, C.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Bunch of morons up here.
Oh, my dad, my best friend in eighth grade. So I used to live in Santa Rosa, right? And my best friend in eighth grade, her dad lived in Eureka, even though her mom and her lived in Santa Rosa, and they were like still married. But he lived in Eureka because he was out there growing weed. You know, it's definitely. Oh, that's definitely a very interesting place in Eureka.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of interesting folks out there.
You'll never find me living in Eureka, ever. Never.
Well, even Humble, you know, it's like, I don't know if you saw that documentary on Humble, the Murder Mountain. Did you ever see that?
Two of my very good friends were in it.
Really? Okay. You know what?
Yeah, I've been in the industry for a while.
Growing up, right, it was like, that was always a thing, right? Go up to Humboldt. Everybody goes up to Humboldt, blah, blah, blah. And, and I did go up there once, and I actually went up there the year before that kid died, and I was, like, maybe, you know, a street away from where he died. And I just never knew.
At Humboldt?
Yeah, I never knew how crazy it was out there. Like, it's pretty wild. It's like totally the Wild West, you know?
You know, you know what is the best, I think? Cheech and Chong came up and put on a concert up here in Eureka, and it was hilarious. Their quote after leaving, they said, you know, it's a really pretty place, but the people suck.
Well, I mean, you know what? They have
true.
Something they want to protect, though. You know, I admire that. I mean, it's I'm not necessarily about, like, I'm not like a gun person myself, but if I had property and, like, something to protect, I mean, you better believe I'd be doing that, you know? I mean, so I, in a sense, I get it, you know? But I don't necessarily agree with, like, hiring somebody for a job and then killing them because you don't want to pay them. Like, that's crazy. Like, you know, that's wild.
Yeah. Oh, I've had friends killed. Oh, yeah. It's
Common.
Yeah. It's called hill justice.
Well, now dispensaries have kind of ruined it up there anyway, from what I hear. So that's, you know, it is what it is.
It's government control.
Yeah, well, that too, right? So,
sure.
But anyways, I know you're in a rush. I don't know. I always get excited. So the very last thing that I need from you, Sam, is I just need you to sign our terms. I believe they just texted. Okay, but for some reason they're under Rick's name. So let me change that real quick. Since the card is on your name. One
Are you
second.
Thinking he's at a job site? But it might not be too easy to get a hold of him.
Well, since the card was under your name anyway, just for this time, I'm just going to change it to your name. And then you can have them. I'll probably change the account back into his name, but just to sign this, I would need you to sign it. Again, just let them know on your client interview that you want to update the billing to another credit card information, okay? So.
Now, let me write that down.
Yeah, that might be a good reminder.
Okay. Now, do I need to mention to them at all about Rick already paying for the Google ads?
I'll notate it, but... Let them know you know what, actually, I'll make a note of me calling you next month. I'll call you next month around this time, and I'll just get you guys set up for the Google ad package. So I'll just switch that over and get that all set up for you guys like the 27th of next month, okay? So you don't have to worry about it.
Great. That's great.
So now, did that text message come through, Sam?
Let me see.
It says, Sam, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So now, if you could do me a favor, if you don't already have me on speakerphone, then go ahead and put me on speakerphone and open up this link. It says My Local Splash Terms. And... on this, it's going to bring you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, this is everything that we discussed in writing. When you're done looking it over, if you have any questions, let me know, but just scroll to the bottom, and there at the bottom, it has a little white box. Press on that box. It says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And in the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press Confirm Signature.
Okay. Just... glancing through this.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Okay.
Signature does not match. Please type name exactly how. Oh, you have Sam. Okay, no worries.
Oh, did you want me to put in Samantha? Is that your whole name?
No, it's Sandra. It's my initials, Sandra Ann Mattis.
Oh, okay. So your first name is Sandra. Do you want me to put that in instead? With that, you know what? I'll just put that in. So it's actual
yeah,
legal. So it's S A N D R A, right?
Correct.
Okay. One second. Sorry about that.
No, no worries.
Okay, let me resend this right now. Okay, sorry. Real quick. We're almost done, I swear. Almost done here.
Okay, no.
Okay. Just resent it. Let me know when you get that in.
So I need to what? Go back?
Yeah, it just came to you in your text messages.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. Okay. Link you're trying to access has expired. Okay. Let's try this again.
And for the client interview, they'll be calling you for that, right? You're
correct.
The one.
Okay. Yes.
Perfect.
The link you are trying to access has expired. Is what it's telling me.
Even the new one? Okay, let me try one more time. Hold on. Hold on. Actually, it doesn't look like it came through right anyway. Hold on. Let's see. Okay.
Oh.
Huh. Or I'll just try sending the link. Hold on. Oh, it does. Oh, it says that you already accepted the terms. Oh, yeah. It says
okay.
It's fine. You know, at least I changed your name in the system, so it is correct in the system. You've already accepted it, so it won't do it again. But the invoice will be emailed to you. Just lastly, send you my extension and phone number one more time so you have it. If you need anything at any given time, Sam, you can definitely always reach out to me. Directly, if you need something escalated, whatever it might be, I will also send you my a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. Other than that, you're good to go for your client interview tomorrow, and then I will be talking to you in a month to get you guys all set up with the Google Ads, okay?
Okay, and so this is going to set me up with this tomorrow, this meeting. It's going to get things rolling, right?
Yes. So just to kind of go over the timeline again, basically so you'll have your client interview tomorrow. From 5 to 7 days, you'll get your reporting dashboard as well as submitting your company with all the directory listings you don't have. Any current directory listings that you do have, they're going to do what's called a NAPW cleanup. It's name, address, website, phone number. They'll clean up your presence on the internet. They from 10 to 12 days, they're going to get you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get the Facebook ads up and running, as well as the website. And then from 30 to 45 days, with the map section, it'll begin to appear there on that first page.
Fantastic.
Awesome. I'm so excited. I'm glad we could get this together.
I know. So, barely, but yeah.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Sam, when they call you, they will be calling from the 877-635-6225. So I always just suggest it's best to save that phone number in your phone, okay?
Okay, great.
So other than that, you're all set. Did you have any other questions at all?
I don't think so. Yeah, where are you going on vacation?
Oh, I'm going to Colorado.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, for a wedding. Yeah, it's actually my first wedding ever. Can you believe it? I'm 32 years old and I've never been to a wedding. So,
wow. Oh, you're going to have a blast.
Yeah, it's a Halloween wedding, too, so I'm so excited.
No way.
Yeah.
That's it's
so fun. So her people of honor are going to be the four horsemen, so I'm actually going to be the horseman of war, so I'm super excited.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, oh, you don't know, so the four horsemen are like the horsemen of the apocalypse, right? So there's famine, death, war, and pestilence, and so... Yeah, it's like a biblical thing, right? So his groomsmen are going to be he only has three groomsmen, and they're going to be the three wise men. So they have like a kind of religious theme thing going on. I told her that. She was like, well, there's nothing scarier than religion. No offense if you're religious. I don't mean any offense by that at all. So
oh,
I just thought that was
no,
funny.
No, none taken.
Okay. Okay, good. But yeah, thank you for asking. I really appreciate that. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, have an absolute blast.
Oh, thank you. I really, really do appreciate it. And have a safe drive, okay? You know, I know it can be hilly and crazy, so definitely drive safe.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Sam. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye now.